All right, perfect. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, awesome. So then, okay, I'll go with number four. So, Anissa, we understand that you're a spoken word artist. Would you read a piece for us?
Yeah, I would love to. I have one piece. It's not titled yet. I wrote it not too long ago, so it's a little bit raw. But I'll go ahead and read it for you.
Thank you so much.
All right. He tells me my lips are tainted with temptation. I must keep them folded. Seek salvation through silence. A woman speaking is a woman sinning, sweetheart. Your voice verifies that you are vixen rather than victim. Man's destruction dances within your DNA. Remain domesticated, darling. His breath on my neck, I can feel the fright of my foremothers, but I've always been more fight than flight, more ferocious than pharaoh, more African lioness than alley cat. Aggression embedded in my abdomen, anatomically angry, don't touch me. Tranquilizers and chains still can't be tamed. Another man trying to define my femininity. Says it's quiet, says it's shy, hidden, covered. Yet there is nothing more feminine than legs spread screaming in an effort to deliver what she's created. From my womb to my hands to my tongue, I give life, then nurture it, then teach it. God didn't intend for me to be modest and delicate. God intended for me to be offensive and revolutionary. He tells me about Mary. How piety and veiled are synonyms, says these clothes are protection for men and from men, but wasn't Mary covered when shunned? Wasn't it the worshippers that shouted adulterous at their Lord's plan? Does a newborn really need to speak for you to know he was God sent? Does a woman need to carry a child virgin for you to know she's miraculous? There are too many holy men who are wholly bent on being holy when it's convenient. Men who don't know how to hold me. Men who have solely meant to make us feel convenient in our religion, enforcing the idea that we are secondary. Read about Adam, peace be upon him, and his ignorance sought sanctuary, convinced himself that our existence is his accessory. If Eve's only purpose was to make mankind, then why is man cruel? Shoving his pistol in my mouth, demanding I swallow the ammunition, because if he can't patronize the sacrilegious out of me, he knows other ways. Tell me how you can use the words of a book that lit a fire in my body to put me out. Every single day, somebody who calls himself a father, brother, or son tries to extinguish me in hopes of damage control. So I douse myself in gasoline in hopes of damage and control. One day, my Lord reminded me I was made to be a wildfire, and ever since, I haven't been too good at shrinking. He wraps his hand around my throat and demands I am polite. I assure him the only polite I am is when I pull light through the hallways of your oppressive misogyny, held up by pillars you say is our faith, our faith. You prostrate to yourself, my God. Has never been in favor of complacency. He has ordered me to be on the front lines with that hourglass figure. If they call you a distraction, they just hate being reminded that their time is running out. Woman, be heard. Woman, be seen. Like Joanne of Arc leading an army to victory. Like Juana Inez questioning the Beret and priest. Like Frida breaking boundaries through paintings. Like Nofeba yielding sword and shield, a prophet that she was protecting. In his last attempt of control disguised as religiosity, he calls me heathen. Must be that nobody knows God like a sinning woman. And that's it.
Oh, my God, Anissa. Oh, my. You left me speechless. This
Thank you.
Amazing, amazing. You have a gift, and you give voice to, you know, so many through that poem, through just those, you know, few lines. Oh, my God. I love the
Thank
poem
you.
That, that it's a call to the front lines. Oh, my God, especially because we're celebrating, you know, International Women's Day. This is definitely a call to action, my sister. It is. Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. Oh, you
I
are
think
so
that was definitely. Thank you. Yeah, that was definitely my point through the poem. I guess especially, like, in religious circles, oftentimes
yes.
women are kind of told that we don't really have a place to, you know,
yeah.
be in the front lines. And I just wanted to kind of basically go against that through this poem.
And now that we have, you know, the Me Too movement, the Time's Up, you know, it's a perfect time because there's a lot of women that also don't feel like they can be an activist, but through this movement they have come out and they're starting to support, you know, causes. So, oh my God, it's amazing. I thank you so much for sharing your poem with us. And I was wondering, you know, while I was listening to you, what inspired you? Or is there a person that inspires you every time you're writing a poem? What comes to your mind? What fuels you?
I mean, I think as far as what inspires me, it would just be, you know, the struggles that I've been through. But a very inspirational person to me. I mean, I think that obviously I've had, you know, I have a lot of women in my life who are very inspirational to me. My mother is one of them. My best friend, Fatima Williams, she's one of them. But I think if I were, like, to choose one person, it would be Sadia Bashir.
Mm-hmm.
She's a poet from the DMV. She's also an activist, and she's an entrepreneur. And I've known her for quite some time. And, you know, we have a lot of the same struggles. She's had a lot of the same struggles that I go through. She's a little bit older than me. And, you know, she's kind of a mentor for me for poetry. She's also Afro-Latino, so she's been through a lot of things that I can't even imagine as far as discrimination in a bunch of different communities.
Yeah.
But just, you know, she handles it all so well, and, you know, she's a doer. She goes out and she does, you know. She's, like, feels a way about something, or she has, you know, an issue with something, or she sees an injustice, and she's immediately speaking out against it. She's immediately trying to, you know, put into action whatever she's feeling. And that's something that really inspires me when women do, period. But it's something I saw in her a lot that, you know, motivates me to become more active in addressing issues facing women across the world.
And let me tell you, right now is the perfect moment. We are trying with this, you know, movements to end gender-based violence, pay inequality, and changing stereotypes and biases, and that's what you're focusing on. And it's incredible, and I'm so happy that you're talking about a strong Afro-Latina. There's this stereotype of Latina women that, you know, we are submissive, that we're not strong, and little by little we're changing those stereotypes. Back home, everybody knows how strong we are because we see it at abuelas, our tías.
Mm-hmm.
But here in the United States, for us Latinos, it's really, for Latina women, it's really hard for people to see us,
mm-hmm.
with as a strong
yeah.
woman, as leaders in our community. So I just
yeah.
thank you so much. You're doing such an amazing job through your poetry, just sending that message that we truly have a voice. You know, and
thank
sometimes
you.
Yeah, people focus on in my case, in my accent, and think that I also think with an accent and forget that that's just, you know, the story of where I'm from, not the contents of my brain. So I'm
yeah.
just so proud of you. So as a young Latina, what is your vision for the women's movement?
I think historically, the women's movement, and as far as women's rights, we've been very focused on white women, and we haven't really addressed the fact that, you know, women of color go through a whole other, you know, plethora of issues that white women don't have to face. And
yeah.
I think we're already going there. We're getting there with the intersectionality. But I think we need to do a lot more focusing on issues that black women face, focusing on issues that Latino women face, focusing on issues that Native women face. I mean, you know, as far as you were talking about the wage gap and, you know, there's actually, like, white women, yeah, they have a small wage gap in certain, like, you know, organizations and institutions and stuff, but the largest wage gap is for Latino women. We make the least amount of money compared to men. I mean, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about the fact that, you know, women of color deal with a lot more stuff than, you know, white women are dealing with. And oftentimes you find that in the women's movement, you'll find white women kind of equating their struggle to our struggle and equating our struggle to their struggle and kind of being like, well, we're all women, and, you know, ignoring the fact that women of color go through a whole other set of issues that they have never had to face. So I think definitely focusing on women of color more through the women's rights movement. So I think this organization, your organization, is doing, you know, as far as looking for women of color to interview every year and things of that nature. So I think continuing to do that, I think that's a very big deal for me.
Wonderful. Well, Anissa, I want to thank you. It's been an honor, more than a pleasure for me to just spend, you know, this couple of minutes with you. You are an amazing woman. Your voice is so strong, and it's giving voice to a lot of women of color out there that are struggling with the same issues that we're all struggling and so many more. So I just want to thank you for just being you, for allowing us to, you know, to highlight your work and your life. I know that you're a little bit shy and you don't want all the attention, but my friend, get used to it, because you are going to go far away. Your voice is just too powerful.
Thank you so much.
I'm so proud that you are a Latina. That's the best thing. You're
going to
make it right now.
Me too.
All right, my friend. So, Anissa, I think we got it. Once we have the full recording with the music and everything, I'll send it to you, and you can listen to it. I don't know what the turnaround is going to be, because they want to publish it on International Women's Day. It's on Thursday, so it's going to be kind of fast, but stay with you. The other thing is, for us to process your payment, I'm going to be needing either your mom's, or because you're a minor, right? How old are you?
I'm turning 17 this month. But I have a bank account. So if you need my bank information.
It's kind of weird. What I need is for tax purposes, your Social Security number, and you can ask your mom. Maybe she wants to give, you know, her social instead of yours. I don't know. But that's the way that we pay our contractors, either with their business identification number or their Social Security number. You can send that through me via email, and then we'll process your payment, okay? Of course, your address, where we're going to be sending your check. That's important.
All right.
Your address and your Social Security number. If by any reason we need your mom's signature, I'm going to be sending a release form then for her to sign, and maybe, I don't know what our fiscal office will say, if the check needs to be under her name, and then, you know, we'll put your name underneath it. I really don't know how it works. But I'll keep you informed Monday when I get that information on email to you, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Awesome, and amazing to meet you.
Amazing to meet you, too.
Take care.
You too. Bye.